Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States.
Last year, I think we were at 70,000. We are now going to go up to 85,000 with at least, and I underscore the at least, it is not a ceiling, it's a floor, of 10,000 over the next year from Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Mr. Kerry called the U.S. decision a step in keeping with America's best tradition, and he says it is a land of second chances and a beacon of hope. Earlier on Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary. In just the last 24 hours, authorities are also saying another 7,000 migrants, many of them fleeing Syria's civil war, were expected Sunday at the main crossing east of Vienna. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians backed the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. Under the deal, Iran would scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease the sanctions that have affected the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan on Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso with a military coup, overthrew the traditional civilian government there last week. Proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Protests against the coup turned violent, killing at least 10 and injuring more than 100. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is on a 10-day tour of Cuba and the United States. Sunday, he celebrated Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square and then met with former President Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, the current president. Father Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Bishops' Conference, speaks with VOA on the significance of the Pope's meeting with the Castros.
I think what we're seeing here is a move towards reconciliation. There was obviously many, many years of extraordinary hostility, not only between, for example, the Cuban regime and the United States of America, but enormous tensions within Cuba itself as the dictatorship had its impact on the people. What Pope Francis is doing is speaking to the people of Cuba and inviting them to a reconciliation among the different factions within the community. And of course, we're familiar now with the role that he played in bringing about a greater rapprochement between Cuba and the United States.
The Pope's U.S. schedule includes a private meeting with President Obama later this week, speaking to a joint meeting of Congress, and later on addressing the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory on Sunday in national elections, saying he will quickly form a coalition government to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. Tsipras rose to power earlier this year on a campaign platform of opposing spending cuts and tax increases that were demanded by Greece's European creditors. But after a series of heated negotiations with European envoys, he capitulated to most of those demands, arguing that Greece faced certain bankruptcy and a ruinous exit from the joint economy of the 19-nation eurozone if it did not accede to those demands. Last month, Tsipras resigned his post as prime minister, as much of the country was upset about his capitulation. With his resignation, Tsipras called for Sunday's election. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed on Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on those talks and why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Yemeni tribesmen frequently have kidnapped Western hostages to try to win concessions for the government. Nearly all of them eventually were freed unharmed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital, Sana'a, last year, forcing the internationally recognized government to flee to Saudi Arabia. You can get more news at our website. That's voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.